This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
Hey, baby.
This is edited, right?
So it should be.
Cussed out. He didn't say cursed out.
Even though.
This is the curveball I was talking about P1 Zenny threw at me when she told me to play Hey Ya by Outkast. And I started looking at all Outkast songs, and I was like, oh, man, this is going to be an Outkast-themed day.
You couldn't do any other Dungeon Family Zen?
Shh. Shh. Yeah. It's like when your grandma wouldn't go full on with IT. Get out of here with that shh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:05. Speaking of numbers, 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. The phones are wide open. We're doing the once a month all advice show. And we had a discussion in here, a little huddle. Because several folks were calling about stuff in the headlines. So, no, we're doing the All Advice Show. It's open phones. It's all advice. It's wide open. 1-800-774-0093. Crash into
a ditch. Just okay. Playing.
Let's go to, is he going to say his name? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
Rodney on line 4. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir. You?
I'm good.
All right. Is this? Oh, okay. I was going to say, is this just an open phones call, or is this an advice seeking call? So you said that you need some help.
I do. I really respect your point of views and the fact that you guys don't really know me personally. I think that'll help a lot. I need some objectivity.
Ooh,
we can give you that.
A scholared man.
We'll objectify you too.
Yeah. Only after you hang up. No, what's going on?
Well, so all right, so I'm in my early 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been with my current girlfriend for, let's see, well, we met in March, so around like 5 months or so. Okay.
Okay.
And she's great. I mean, and nothing to do with her except this. So she's got like half a dozen tattoos.
Okay.
And none of the pieces are really big, you know. Nothing, no giant back pieces or anything like that.
Back pieces. I love the vernacular of that. Like, you know, it's this is my. I'm getting this new piece. You know,
you see my chest rocker.
Yeah, I know. I love that one too. Like, I love the verbiage and the vernacular in the world of ink.
Yeah.
So she's got are her tattoos intimidating?
No, it's not like skulls and daggers or anything like that, you know, but, I don't even know how to describe it. It's decorative, you know, it's not words or anything. It's just kind of, designs, you know?
Yeah. All right. So, does she have more than
you? Only two are, well, see, I don't have any.
Okay. Why is that so funny? I mean, like, Paige, do you have any tattoos?
Not yet.
Okay. Ooh. More on that later, maybe. 9, we got him up and down our arms. Fat boy's got...
I got a butterfly.
He's got an Obama tattoo that is now covered up.
Yeah, he does.
Still proud.
Okay. So, I don't know. Why is it so funny?
Well, I mean,
most people have them, I think. A lot of people.
Yeah. All of my friends pretty much have one, and now it's funny to me because I want one, and that's kind of my question. So,
okay, get a butterfly.
No, I don't want to do that.
Lower back.
Yeah, get dolphins jumping out of the water on your lower back.
Yeah. What's kept you from, like, have you always wanted one and something hindered that? Like your mom is saying that you're marking yourself up, Matthew, or something like that?
You've always loved koi fish that much?
Yeah. Did you, are you into tribal art, perhaps?
Put it on your back.
No, why all of a sudden, again, in your early 30s, or is it because of her, you know?
No, it's not like peer pressure or anything like that. Or I don't want to press her or anything, but I just want, like, I always thought one or two would look pretty cool. But my worry is that it's going to hinder me from getting certain jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm a little gun shy about pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
Well. But I finally, you know, kind of came up with one idea that I think I'd like, and so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are they cool with it where you work? Like, are you going to have to wear one of those Under Armour sleeves like they do at Waffle House?
No, they're definitely cool with it, as long as it's not, you know, cuss words, or I guess if you put it on your face or your neck, that'd probably be a problem.
Or your back.
Well, if you can't.
No, I'm kidding. I was doing the rap song joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, neck is back. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the help you need then?
Well, all right, so here's my situation. So I decided, after much back and forth in my head, that I wanted to get like a welder's mask on my forearm as a tattoo.
Okay. I hope you're a welder. What's the significance of that? You're a welder?
I am a welder, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, I think one of the Slipknot guys wears a welder's mask, and I don't think he's certified.
I don't think he is, with MIG or TIG.
Yeah, absolutely not. Or OSHA. Okay, so what do you need? You want Nine to give you advice about a good artist? He knows one.
Yeah, I know a great artist.
Well, here's my thing. So I found a design online that I like, and I researched it out, and I want to make sure that I absolutely like how it's placed on my forearm, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would make sense to me that I'd get it done first in henna. You guys know henna tattoos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's like...
You can get a henna welder's mask? I thought they could just do, like, you know, cool decorative art and stuff.
Like koi fishes and stuff.
Yeah. Well, if you can 3D print now, you can probably 3D, or you can probably print henna tattoos, I guess.
Yeah, I guess all the hennas are like tribal I've ever seen.
Yeah. Okay, so like a temporary thing. Maybe not a henna, but like a temporary tattoo of a welder's mask on your forearm. Okay. Fat boy.
I mean, come on. That was terrible. Talk about the goggles or the face shield. Either way.
Is it up? Like, is it just the mask itself? Like, or is it on a silhouette of a guy with a blowtorch?
Oh, goodness.
Or is it just the mask?
No, it's pretty much just a mask, but it's got some kind of like flames around it, you know,
okay.
Like a silhouette.
That's kind of cool.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
See what you're thinking there.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
I just wanted to kind of, you know, make sure I like it and the placement and all that sort of stuff. And so I mentioned this to my girl, and man, she laughed her ass off of me. she called me the P word.
Wow, man.
And, yeah.
Person.
And I was taken aback. I did not. I thought she'd understand. I wanted to make sure that I liked it.
You told her that before you committed to it. Like, oh, man, people. Y'all quit being so judgmental on the text line. I mean, the guy wants to make sure he wants to get it. So he wanted to get a henna tattoo of a welder's mask. All right, so she doesn't agree and laughed at you. You still going to do it?
Right. Well, here's my thing. So... She gets all defensive and starts kind of saying, you know, you don't get to decide whether you like it or not. If you look at it, you got to commit to it. And I didn't agree with that at all. But then, you know, the next day, this was Friday night, I mentioned it to two of my buddies, and they busted out, man. They were laughing, and they couldn't. I thought they were going to fall on the floor at me. And they started busting on me, and that didn't feel great. So I need to know.
Fat Boy again, laughing in the background, off microphone.
This is something you'll hear all the time.
I want people to call. I don't want to laugh in their ears.
Yeah.
At them. I mean, the guy, he wants to get a henna tattoo, again, of a welder's mask.
Yeah, he does.
And he doesn't know what to do, and his girlfriend, who has tattoos, is busting his balls about it, and so are his friends. Okay, well.
Yeah. I mean, like, am I being ridiculous, but I wanted to, you know, kind of test the waters first before committing? Or what do you think? Do I have to just jump in? Or That seems silly to me. What if I don't like it?
Let's ask the hyena in the corner, Fat Boy, why are you laughing at the fact he says he wants to get a henna tattoo of this to test it out, see if he really likes it?
I mean, it's just an odd tattoo, but, you know, the fact that you can't really commit to it is kind of, you know, what puts it over the top. I guess it's not a bad idea if it ends up, you know, looking awful.
Yeah. And I mean, some do, but 9 times out of 10, probably 9.9 times out of 10, they don't freehand it. They lay the tracing down on it. So then just leave. You got the tracing on there. I don't know. If you don't wash your arm for a few days, it'll probably last. Then you can decide and go back and get it done.
Look at the stencil first. See what you think of that.
Stencil's the word. Thanks, Jim.
Get a welding machine on your back.
People are texting in. Apparently, there's websites. You can get any. You can send them a design, and they'll you'll get the temporary tattoo. There's a test tattoo.
Oh, man.
It's like $15 or less.
Yeah.
So you get whatever you want, a temporary tattoo like that, apparently. But you need a design first, which usually means you need an artist to design it first and see really what it's going to look like.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I've never heard of that before. But it kind of makes sense. But part of what her thing is that she didn't have that opportunity. Like, it's true. When you go, even the stencil was the word you used, Jim?
Yeah.
The stencil, when they lay it on your arm, I mean, it might not look – that's a stencil. Yeah. When they go and freehand it over the top, it don't always – look at that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't always look as presented, but that is the chance you take.
Well, I mean, if your tattoo comes out looking worse than the stencil, you went to the worst artist on earth.
Well, you know the one.
Yeah. No, I mean, but, you know, the stencil's just like for lines and all that. Then they'll go back in and do all the shading and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Using their artistic eye.
Right. Well, this has no shading.
No, it's just words, but yeah.
I mean, it's you're gonna get the. I'm just trying to get past the welder's mask. Like, what would I get? A microphone? Yeah. Oh, look at me being funny. I have a microphone on my arm, dude. I just realized it.
Where are you gonna get another mic? Where are you gonna put another microphone?
I don't know. Talking to my arm.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm pot calling kettle black. I just forgot that I have a microphone tattoo on my arm. So, but I didn't get a henna version of it first.
No, I didn't get a henna mason jar. I just went and got a mason jar.
Right. You know what, Rodney? How old are you again?
I'm 33. It sounds like you guys think I'm being a P-word.
No, we're not calling you that.
We're not calling you a prevert. We're saying that, I don't know. Now I'm starting to think if that is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because if you're thinking about something and you're, you know, you like the design, but you're worried about the placement or whatever. Because when I get my tattoos done, I get them how I'm going to see them, not as much as how everyone else will. So now with the technology, the fact, you know, what Jimmy's saying about the websites, I might would try that. That'd make me a P-word.
No regrets.
Yeah. If I really wanted to get a tattoo, I would have somebody, like a talented artist, like my buddy Justin, draw up the design.
Yes.
And he come up with the design and show me the design. And if I really love the design, I'm going to go ahead and get it.
Right.
Because it's going to look good because it's going to look like the design.
Right. But you know, he's saying that he found something online that he feels can just be replicated into a temp tat.
Yeah.
Temp tat.
You should get a bullseye on your lower back.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I got a trash can on my shoulder.
I think. Will you email us the picture? I would be interested to see what the welder's mask looks like. But I don't think you're. I don't think you're. You know. Is there other problems in the relationship? You know,
no,
she ever talk to you like that?
That's kind of harsh.
I mean, no. You felt very emasculated. I could tell by the way you said she called me the P word.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bummer.
Is that the first time a woman called you that? Because that is frightening. I know.
Yeah, it was. And I was really, I mean, she really laughed hard, but then she also got really defensive when I said, you know, I'm just trying to be smart about it and kind of.
Oh, wording, my friend. There you go. I'm
get
trying
a tattoo
to be
of
smart
him.
About it. You were dumb about it, see?
You get a tattoo of a mushroom on your cheek.
There you go. Okay.
What do you mean? That
don't explain that.
No,
well, yeah, because you said, I want to do it the smart way. It sounds to her maybe you're insinuating she didn't.
Yeah.
It's the wording of it.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to find, if you want to get the one off one of those websites where you can get the test tattoo, I mean, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you really want to
not
see.
Not testicle tattoos.
No,
it's
test.
Temporary.
Yeah,
test,
temporary
yes.
To test the tattoo. But, yeah, I'd want to, like, you know, get the design I'm going to get from the artist I'm going to get it from, I think, and get that, if anything.
Yeah, by the way, if there is anybody in the ink world or that has tattoos, maybe have done this before or can give Rodney any, can I say his name? Yeah, Rodney, any advice, 1-800-774-0093. I don't think it's a bad idea. Yeah. And honest to God, if it was about placement, I might would try one of those too. I just wouldn't tell anybody. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you
it's
know,
it's
got to
be
saying.
A good size too.
What do you mean?
If it's too small, the detail won't be as good. It'll look awful. So it's got to be a good size tattoo.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, get it done. But definitely email us the riseguys at AOL.com, Rodney. I'd love to see what the welder's mask looks like.
Oh yeah,
I will. For all right, sure. Sir. Yeah, I appreciate all the help.
All right. Have a good morning.
All right.
Take care, guys.
New word.
Harold at 72341 CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. You made me feel weird for a minute. I have a steering wheel.
What?
I have a steering wheel tattooed on my back. Upper back, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I'm a trucker, and I've put in over a million miles.
That makes sense.
We'll bend over so I can drive a little.
Oh, boy.
God bless. Should have got a rubber ducky. That would have been cute. 1-800-10-4, rubber ducky. 1-800-774-0093. You know, a lot of you, if you think about it for a minute, especially those of you with tattoos, the wording was bad, henna, because that to me, being honest, is an effeminate thing. Like, women get henna tattoos. I'm sure dudes have, and they can.
Mainly on their hands.
But it's like something you do at the beach or on vacation.
Yeah, when I think henna tattoo, I think teenage girl Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
That's the thing that comes
to mind. Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, teenage girl Myrtle Beach.
You said murder beach.
No, yeah, same thing.
1-800-774-0093. Open phones, all advice. The Rise Guys, right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Planner, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the craziness of the show, man. It's just...
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Weirdo.
Nine.
Check.
Paige.
Made it completely tune out and leave.
And Fatboy.
What's in your wallet?
93.3, The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:30. Open phones. P1s, call in. We're doing the All Advice Show as well, 1-800-774-0093. Got a lot of calls about tattoos. By time, only by a couple seconds, Dylan is in first. Dylan is on line one, is a welder. Good morning, Dylan.
Morning.
I wanted to point out that you're a welder because that's what the guy was talking about. He wants to get a welder's mask as his first tattoo, but he wants to get it done in henna to make sure that he likes it, and his girlfriend and his friends busted his balls about that.
I get his girlfriend and his friends, especially if they're welders, busting his balls. But if this is something he really wants, I feel like he should be able to tell that from the stencil.
Right. Yes, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I see the, but, you know, with the placement thing. Like, do you have any tattoos, Dylan?
I do. I've got a cutting torch going down the inside of my forearm.
Now, is the flame facing up towards you, or is it facing someone?
It's facing the bottom of my arm. So the flame goes across my wrist.
Oh, you can do some cool pictures.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you can put it up by people's face and stuff. That's
you got
cool.
A bullseye on your cheek, by chance?
That's not true.
I've had some guys on job interviews, you know, trying joshing around, like, does that really work? I'm like, yeah, of course it does.
Who was that? Didn't we know somebody who had cherries tattooed on his junk?
I don't remember.
Wasn't it
up in flames?
Flames, that's what it was.
You
up
want
in
scoops?
Asheville. Yeah,
oh,
scoops.
Yeah. I know a guy who has a tattoo on his junk.
Yeah, and Dylan, one other question. We've got a lot of texts and tweets and stuff from other welders. Is that a common tattoo, the masks in the welder community?
It is. It's more than the mask. 9 times out of 10, it's kind of like you said, it's the silhouette of the welder, or he's got the mask on, but he's actually cutting or welding something. So if I was him, I would say add more detail than just a mask.
There you go. Yeah. Well, he said he had some cool flames going up the side, but cool. All right. Thank you, Dylan. Have a good morning. Thanks for your service to
take
the welder
guys.
Community. Thank you.
Thank you for all your work.
That's right. I mean, that guy.
Thank you for welding.
I would have, like, the silhouette of a guy wearing, like, the full-on, you know, flame, you know, apron. You know that thing. And then the mask, and I would have, like, him working on something with, like, a big bright light reflecting into the mask.
Yeah, you could do a lot with that design.
Yes. On the middle of my back.
Yeah, because he's playing with fire. There's so many different sort of lighting effects you could do with that and shadowy things
That'd
you could do
beautiful.
With that.
Beautiful.
reflective things you could do with that. There's a lot you could do with that idea.
We're doing open phones. P1 All Advice Show, 1-800-774-0093. I don't know if this is a Fat Boy misspelling or if it is janky on line two. Let's find out. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Jackie.
Jackie. It's not janky.
Okay, Jackie.
Our apologies, Jackie.
Janky's Fat Boy.
You have some comments to make on tattoos.
Yes, I have 18 tattoos, and my boyfriend has none.
Wow. Okay.
We actually tried the henna this past summer, so he could try and see if he would like a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I got one just for shits and giggles, and he got one.
Hold on for a minute, Janky. Jackie, you said a bad word. We just got to let the timer kick back on. We had to dump out on it.
You can't say blanks and giggles.
Yeah, you can't say the S word.
No.
I'm fighting for it. I got a petition online.
Everybody says it all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, hold on.
You're going to change your name to Blank Boy, Fat Boy?
Yeah, if we can get it approved.
You're going to change your name to Fat Blank.
All right, let's go back to Jackie. Jackie, just don't say that word anymore, and we're good.
I'm sorry.
Now, real quick, you have 18 tattoos. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any children?
Uh-huh.
You have any kids?
Yes.
Okay, and are there names or feet print, any of those 18 tattoos?
No, I have the year of the birth, though.
So. Okay, so we got that out of the way. So that's one, two. Okay, so that's three. Do you have any tribal art?
Yes.
Okay, so there's four.
So you were alive in the 90s?
Barbed wire?
No, I don't have barbed wire. Okay. Yes, I was alive in the 90s.
Okay. You have Tupac praying?
No.
Okay.
Do you have something religious like Jesus or the Virgin Mary?
Rosary beads?
No.
Cross?
Do you have any that you regret, Janky? Jackie?
No, I don't.
Wow, good for you.
I don't know what to guess. Flames?
Any body parts that can you see all 18 tattoos?
Not at the same time unless I'm wearing a bathing suit.
Oh, do you have a pink octopus tattoo by chance?
No.
Okay. I see.
I have them well hidden to where I can be able to work professionally.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Do you have any ideas to have another tattoo? Will there be a 19?
Oh, yeah.
Does that mean you're going to have more kids, or do you just decide you want to have another tattoo?
I'm going to get another tattoo.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I think that's all the questions we have for you, Janky.
Sure.
But thank you. And with your husband, though, he's not intimidated by yours, right?
No. Yeah. I've been actually trying to talk him into getting at least one.
Yeah.
That way, you know, but I'm not, it's not going to hurt my feelings if he doesn't, but I mean, we tried the henna to see if he would like it, and he did. So, I mean, there's still that option of if he still wants to get one or if he don't, it doesn't bother me.
I got you. All right. Jackie, thank you so much. Great Q&A with you. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a good morning. I'm envisioning her like an operation board with the guy, the silhouette, and I'm thinking about what body parts do I think were tagged. And I'm sitting there thinking, what would they be?
Yep.
I bet there was a sunrise. I should have asked her.
Probably so.
Let's go to what finger did you just point at me? As a one. Anonymous on line one. Good morning.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, sir. You?
Doing pretty good.
Are we about to have to congratulate you about something?
Yes, I am, I'm planning to do a little proposal, and, I'm kind of, lost as to what to say and do and make it special.
Now, are you proposing, like...
Marriage.
Not a threesome, but marriage?
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Not an indecent proposal.
Okay, right. I just wanted to make sure it was a marriage proposal and not a different kind of proposal.
All right, Anonymous, how long have you been with this, young lady?
4 years.
All right. Live together?
Yep.
Either of you been married before?
She has. I have not.
Okay.
Is she the life of the party? Like when you go out as a group, does she kind of command the conversation? She's always, you know, talky-talky, or is she kind of an introvert like me when I go out in groups of maybe three or more?
She's about as talkative as they come.
Okay. All right. When you've seen these proposal videos online and, like, you know, there's a big reaction or they do it in front of an event or a party or something, what does she say about that? Oh, that's romantic, or, ooh, I would never want to do that in front of people.
honestly, I don't know if I've ever heard her opinion on something like that.
Because, see, there's two ways to look at it, and I think I rely on Paige. Well, no, you too, Jimmy. Fatboy didn't propose. He just handed her the ring box.
That's sweet.
But there's two different ways to do it. There's the it's just us thing, or it's the, hey, we can make a presentation out of this where we do it at something.
A big moment.
It depends on how she is. Like, how do you think that she would react to that?
I don't know. I feel like, you know, if you want to get the teary moment, I would say she would be more prone in a personal style with just me and her.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you wanted the intimacy of the moment.
Yeah. So we've got it whittled down to, okay, so are you now saying you want to hide it and then she finds it, or do you just simply get down, she turns around, and there you are down on one knee? Are you asking, should I go traditional, or should I punch it up a little bit?
Can't wait.
I'm not really sure, honestly. This has played through my head. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I can't do much of nothing.
Aww.
It sounds like Big Brown on a Red Bull.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say to you, so there's absolutely no question about you want to marry her. It's not that. It's how I do it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've already bought the ring.
Okay.
I just don't know how to
burning a hole in your pocket, isn't it? Burning a hole in your pocket, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. All right. So keep it in your pocket. And then you know that moment when you kissed her for the first time, or maybe, you know, you said, I love you for the first time. It was just right?
If you've said that already.
If you've done, well, he's getting married. He should have said that.
I'm kidding.
Right?
I'm joking.
So keep it in your pocket.
Absolutely.
And when it feels right, dude, there you go. You don't need the photographer there. You don't need to be running video.
And it doesn't have to be perfect.
And see, that's the thing. I kind of felt like it did. So that's what's bothering me is knowing, you know, that I'm going to have everything right.
I got it. Wait till
I'm going to say the right words. You know, everything's just going to play out like a movie almost.
Well, you wait till her mom passes away, and then you ask her.
No.
Take her mind off of that.
No, don't do it at a funeral. We've heard about that before.
Yeah.
Dude, I think that's solid advice. You agree, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to feel out the moment. You know, if there's something going on, it seems like it might be an opportunity. But as far as what to say, if you're really worried about that, there's nothing wrong with sitting down with a notepad and a pencil. Or a pen if you're grown,
right?
And writing some stuff down to organize your thoughts and figure out where they take you, and then you'll have a better idea what you're going to say in that moment.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Oh, I know what you do.
I guess, yeah.
You put the ring on your tongue and French kiss her with it.
Goodness.
It's not a good idea. She could swallow it, and then you got to wait for her to pass.
I'm shocked he said that. He didn't want to put the ring somewhere else. Let her French kiss him.
Oh, that's true.
Oh,
all right, do us a favor. Once she said yes and everything, call us back and let us know how you did it and how it went, okay?
I will do, fellas. I appreciate it.
All right, yes, sir. Good luck with that.
Thanks,
thank you. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That was solid.
Yeah, but don't overthink it. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that then you get nervous and then you don't enjoy it. You should enjoy it just as much as she does, right?
I agree with that. Fatboy, what do we do on time? Because we got solid stuff on hold, man.
Yeah, we do.
I guess you can go ahead and take a break.
All right, we're going to take a break then.
Watch them all hang up.
Anonymous about tattoos, please hold. Anonymous about the person that you work with that is could possibly cause issues for you in the company, please hold. And P1 Big Brown, please hold. And whoever's calling in on the other lines, 1-800-774-0093. Your calls, us talking right after this.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:49. Open phones, 1-800-774-0093. P1 Big Brown, hold, please. We got to go to Anonymous on line 3 first. He's got an employment question. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Definitely do not say where you work, because I see kind of what you're going to talk to us about. But you work somewhere where what is going on?
Yeah, it's a landscaping company, and we have a supervisor that's part of a different crew, but we sometimes work with him. And he just brags really daily about how he's an illegal immigrant and how he escapes the law and doesn't pay taxes. His kids are in the public school system, so we just wanted to get some advice on what we should do about that.
Puerto Rico.
So your question is, what do you do? Meaning, do you call and turn them in, or are you saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Oh.
Where's he from? Do you know?
Well, what does
He's
that
mean? The Dominican Republic.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Build a wall around his toolbox so he can't use it.
Come on.
Good at baseball, though.
Well,
really good at baseball, probably.
What does everyone in the company knows this, and they just laugh at it, or is it just the guy who laughs at it?
I wouldn't say everyone, but several of us.
Hmm. Do you know it to be true? Is it just talking mess, or is it really true? Do you know even?
We are about 95% sure it's true.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think about this. If he's doing it to be an antagonist where he's like reacting to the headlines of the day or whatever, yeah, that's a dick move. It really is. If I was over here like that trying to protect my family and work and chase the American dream, I wouldn't say crap to anybody about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've been working here for about 3 months, and he hasn't stopped in the 3 months that I've been here talking about it.
Especially wouldn't tell him.
Okay, so here's what I would do. That's bothersome. I would go to your supervisor or your next up guy, and I would relieve the stress and tension that you have associated with it on him. And then I would say, look, I just want to let you know, not that blah, 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 but he's kind of causing an issue at work. Right. Bragging about this stuff.
Well, has anybody talked to him about it? Like the guy himself? The guy from the Dominican Republic?
We've said, we've made some comments about it when he'll start bragging about it, but we just try to leave the subject alone as much as possible just to not stir up even more problems.
Yeah, that's the thing, guys. He is the supervisor.
He's not the supervisor, is he?
Yeah, no, he is the supervisor. He's definitely ahead of us. Ahead of everyone else.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh man.
This is being funny like usual.
Yeah, he's a supervisor, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought he said for a different team that he wasn't on.
There's two crews, and sometimes we'll work together, and that's when the problems arise.
See, the thing you got to worry about is, why is the reason this company is employing an illegal immigrant, as you put it? It may be cost saving for them. So if you went and complained, then they're going to say, oh, this guy over here is complaining. You're out of here, pal. Right to work state.
Yeah.
So I get it. Man, this is one of them things where I'm like, I know how I'd react, how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
my first thought is I'd want to mind my business on it. Unless it's really.
But if it's causing problems at his work, I mean, look, he ain't working right now, and it's bugging the piss out of him. He don't know what to. It's bothersome at work.
Yeah. That's one thing I would never do to miss about anybody is turn him into the federal government.
Right.
This is why I cut my own grass, because of this.
Is that why?
You live in an apartment.
I would. You know what? Today at lunch or whatever, when you're with one of your other team members or associates or whatever landscapers call each other, I would say, hey, what do you think about this, man? This is bugging me. Is this bothering you as much as it is? And then get somebody else's opinion on it, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm actually with my whole crew right now, because we decided to call you guys because we always listen to your show and you guys give good advice. So we've all agreed that it's something we need to talk about and handle.
I'm just wondering how the guy gets through, like, e-verify and all that. Is, I mean, hell, we've been working here for years, and we still have to give him our Social Security numbers and stuff every so often just to make sure they got it.
He don't have mine, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, boys. I would say you got to go to another supervisor or somebody above him. If the whole crew agrees that, then go above him. Yes, go above him, because that's bullcrap.
Okay, yeah,
and he's the guy in charge. He's got to set the example. That's horse... Yes. No. Go to above him, and that's bullcrap.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all stay hydrated out there today in the trucks, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Right, right on.
Whatever that last thing was. I kind of think the guy was, I think the guy might be messing with him.
Like, he just does that the accent either, really
boy,
well.
I wouldn't joke about that.
No.
Not this day and age.
I wouldn't either, but yeah, I mean, he verified he might just be messing with him. He might just be messing with him. Matter he's got fraudulent documents.
I found out yesterday what swatting was, where people call in fake swats. Now people are texting in. Now down in Texas, people do what they call icing, where they'll walk into businesses and scream ice is outside, and then people start scattering.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and the guys.
It's a new prank show on MTV called Ice.
I mean, are these guys being paid in cash or? The guy's bragging about not paying taxes, but how would his paycheck not be taxed the same way everybody else's is?
Being paid cash.
It'd have to be. But if it's a big landscaping company with crews out and stuff, they usually get issued checks.
Yeah.
Because that's how they get paid. They don't get paid cash on every job. It's like a big landscaping company.
I'm guessing they didn't think about that.
I mean, if he's getting a paycheck from the company, he's paying the taxes to put his kids through the school the same as everybody else.
Do you think it's killing morale, though, because everybody...
It sounds like it. Everybody in the work truck.
If well, don't kill my grass.
It's probably about six people deep. Yeah. Somebody had set in the console.
That's true.
Sorry, Terry. Let's go to Big Brown, who's as patient as they come. Good morning, Big.
What's going on, guys?
I'm showing you reverence, not calling you Bog.
Yeah.
Going back to Big.
I know.
Big Brown.
Big Brown.
I know.
One day we'll call you
Nick. I don't know how to follow that last caller.
All right, you text me and said you have a great idea for the show. Go ahead and reveal the great idea.
I have a great idea, but previously a guy was trying to figure out how to propose. Is that right?
Yes.
What he should do is go home and take the toilet paper out of the bathroom, and then when she yells, like, hey, bring me some toilet paper, he just throws her the box with the ring in it.
Oh, that's romantic.
Paige, do you want to, when you're taking a dump, do you want to have some guy throw a ring box at you?
I don't want anything thrown at me. That's not great.
If she's got blonde hair, she'll wipe and flush it.
Well, if she don't yell at him, then he needs to think about it, you know?
What like, about if he hid it somewhere and said to her, Big, I would like to know if you would give me a suppository.
Yeah.
And then when she does, boom, there's the ring.
How do you
there's the ring.
Function?
Would you not want to marry somebody who wouldn't give you a suppository,
yeah,
Paige?
If they're not willing to give you a suppository, don't marry him.
But I want to take him by the hand. I want him to take me by the hand and just tell me
taking
something
you by the
tender,
hand.
Not by any body part.
Yeah, just, well... He'll take you by the hand after you take that neoprene glove off. Whatever.
Yeah, that's not romance. That's ew.
All right, so the idea, Big, we'll write that one down. The idea, though, that you have.
Y'all need to do a blind taste test with Fat Boy with the new veggie burger, veggie Whopper, and a regular Whopper, and see if he can tell them apart.
Ooh.
Okay,
We might have to. Well, I mean, we might have to film it, or you couldn't get him at this time of day.
You're telling me you wouldn't eat it if it was warmed up, Fat Boy? Come on, man.
I mean, I would. Man.
No, but to have the crisp taste, it would have to be. We'd have to go be on location somewhere.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right, Fat Boy, you in? I'll buy one Whopper if not, I'll buy the other one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Got to be a double with cheese.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out.
But then. They're gonna be old though.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm saying we go after the show.
Oh, okay, but yeah, it's much better. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll buy one if you buy the other. Can we get the 2 for $6 on that?
No.
Big, look for that on our YouTube channel and other social media platforms. Good idea, Big.
Yes.
Owe you a beer.
All right.
All right, take care, guys.
We'll see.
All right, see you guys. Anytime I go to Asheville, I always call Big to tell him.
He's the man.
He's fun, man. He's a fun dude. I like Big.
You won't believe all the texts coming in.
About what?
About that big can of worms. About the work situation.
Yeah, the illegal immigrants.
All right. Well, we're going to do we'll do some more phones. 1-800-774-0093. If anybody's got anything to say about that, we shall see. We got to do some headlines as well. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
You're home for the Rise Guys Morning Show.
They make me laugh every single morning.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day.
They play great music.
All my favorite bands are on there.
The only station I listen to.
93.3, The Planet Rocks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.